Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glad you could join us. We got a lot to talk about. Those Rockets, how about Albie at the end? Now, the starter, if it wasn't for Tari and Ahmed, this game is lost, okay? When they came in, that first quarter was a disaster. The starters were a disaster.
Yeah.
And, it is just so funny. This NBA, I guess this is acceptable, but I was looking through more than a few box scores, and it seems like everybody is 5 for 18, 6 for 20, I mean, and that's just regular field goal, not eating three-point field goal percentage.
Yep.
Last night, the Clippers shot 39%. I mean, 39% from the field. Well, the Rockets were 43%, and they did shoot well from outside, 37.5%, and so did the Clippers. They went in the first half. They had 8 threes in the first half, early in the first half. They were just firing. But if it wasn't for, I mean, the starters just had, they're minus 18, minus 10, minus 10, minus 3. It was bad. And then here comes Tari and Ahmed. I don't know if you can split the six-man award, but both of those guys are really, they're going to probably cancel each other out, I would imagine. But both of those guys deserve consideration.
Yeah, I mean, right now, if you think about it, who right now, I'm not sitting here telling you that there's an answer necessarily. I know what the easy spot answer is going to be, but if you really dig down deep and look at it, I think it's a tougher question. Who's the better duo? Who's the more important duo? Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün, the guys who both just got paid and who are starters and who were drafted in the same draft? Or Tari Eason and Ahmed Thompson. I mean, the per-minute stuff is Tari and Ahmed are way ahead of everybody on the team. Points, rebounds, blocks. If you looked at what they did the game before this one, it was insane. The amount of rebounds and blocks and hustle plays that they made was, and this is happening like every game. This is literally every game now. And when Fred VanVleet is gone, when Dylan Brooks is gone, you might be even better because these guys will be playing even more. Although right now, I think they're getting a good amount of minutes. And I kind of had the feeling there was no way that these two guys weren't going to play under. These are exactly what Ime Udoka loves.
Well,
hustle guys, long arm, gets in the passing lanes. Like, they're everything Ime could possibly want.
Oh, my God. Do they ever? I mean, they just start interrupting the game immediately. The best five rotation this season, the best five on the floor is Jalen, Ahmed, Dylan Brooks, Tari Eason, and Alperen Şengün.
That's the best five.
And the guy who's logging the most minutes is Fred VanVleet.
Do you have that? Like, there used to be a site that would.
Yeah, I have it right here.
Yeah, where are you getting it from?
Oh, Brad Doe put it up.
Oh, okay.
That's their best.
What's his opinion, or is there data for it?
I think he's talking about.
Pretty sure it's actually
in their
tracked.
16 minutes together, they're outscoring their opponents by 25 total points.
Yeah, it's tracked. There it is.
There it is. Yeah. So yes, but it's statistically. There's never been a player in NBA history to record a block and steal percentage above 4% in the same season. Tari Eason is currently on pace to become the first one. 4.4 steal percentage, 4.1 block percentage. That's pretty good. If he'd be the first one in NBA history to do that, that's pretty good.
The highest offensive, let me see if this is, so the highest offensive rating is Dylan Brooks, Jalen Green, Shingun, Eason Thompson. Yeah. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Dylan Brooks, Jalen Green, Shingun. So they have a 152 offensive rating. The highest, that's one of the lower ones defensively. The best defensive rating that they have right now is Van Vliet, Green, Shingun, Eason Thompson. Makes some sense because Van Vliet is such a, you know, he gets steals, and so that makes some sense.
Well, they fill up Tari just fills up the box score.
Yeah,
every game. Well, he doesn't put any zeros in there.
But this is when people get too hyper focused on how does he dribble, how does he shoot from three, how does, you know, these individual skill sets, people get too hyper-focused on them, and they don't look at guys who make winning plays. Like, one thing that I think Rudy Tomjanovich was old school in a lot of his approaches, which is fine, but it also, you know, sometimes doesn't really allow you to progress as much. But something that Rudy said years ago that was told to me by Dennis Lindsay, I mean, this is when we first started the show. This was like, I was asking about Roderick Rhodes. I was asking about why they drafted Roderick Rhodes or something. And he said Rudy just really, really, and Carroll Dawson, really, really coveted guys who could make disruptive plays. And you look at Tari Eason, and that's what he does. He is a disruptor. Amen Thompson is a disruptor. So you can be somebody who shoots well from three, and that's great. There's a place for you. But guys who make disruptive plays, whether it's, you know, penetrating and going to the hole and dunking, I mean, disruptive plays doesn't just have to be defensively. It could be offensive rebounds. It could be tapping a loose ball back to a teammate, taking something that's going out of bounds and saving it to a teammate. Just plays that disrupt the normal flow of the game. That's what wins. That's what Draymond Green is. You know, we call them glue guys or whatever. But the reality is they are the ones who are the differentiators. You look at all these types of, you know, Iguodala had some of those characteristics to him in his prime. There's always those guys on the great teams. Always. And Houston has two of them who are at, you know, I'm not going to say an elite level because they're so young, and I'm going to respect that word. But they play, John, every single night. Tell me a night where you say, boy, I'm going to suck tonight. When's the last time you remember saying that?
No, I don't think I've ever.
Because he doesn't rely on three-point shooting.
No.
You know, it's hard to suck when rebounds and hustle plays are your jam. You know, he didn't take time off. There's no slump on hustle plays.
Yeah. And you know who's we got to give it up for? Did you see Alpi at the end?
Yeah,
the drive and the dunk, and then
it
the
was
block
nasty.
In the last
minute.
Yeah,
on the same play. I mean, on the same set of plays.
Yeah, same sequence. And that, you know, I think he read the room a couple of games ago when he wasn't hustling, when he wasn't playing like his hair was on fire, and he may have said, "Come sit over here." And since then, he has just been playing lights out and hard, hard, hard.
Method to Alperin. I mean, there's a method to Ime's madness. That's why he sat him down. He didn't get a play early in the season. He had him on the bench in the fourth quarter. The whole country of Turkey was up at arms, I guess. So what? It'll be okay, guys. It's an 82 game, and Ime's trying to get guys to play their best. And if you don't, there's somebody else who will. I mean, that's the good thing about this team.
With Turkey.
Well, you can stand with Turkey all you want, but now he's playing better because he had to come get a seat. Come get a little seat over here, sir.
Right, Del? Del and I stand with Turkey. We don't need that heat.
I don't make political statements one way or the other. I'm an American. I stand with America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's a good, and, I like that.
Oh, Ime Udoka?
Look at John
sounds
moves to the West Coast.
To me.
Well, he's got a Nigerian name.
John
so.
Moves to the West Coast, and now he wants to political statements
with
Turkey.
I'm in favor of isolationism. If it ain't America, it ain't for me.
You are an isolationist. That actually is your...
And frankly, what Michael Strahan did over the weekend, deplorable. Put your hand over your heart, sir.
Yeah,
what else?
I know, right?
How American can I be in the next minute? What else can I say?
I know. No, that's so un-American not to put your hand over your heart.
In fact, any team who thinks they should beat Navy or an Army, un-American as well. You should lay down for the armed services, even in football.
Army should be in a playoff.
That's what I'm
saying.
That's
how American I am.
I see Lance trying to get Army into the Joe Moore Award. I see American. That's because you're an American.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And now with our new Department of Defense leader, Army's going to go all the way. Army could win it all.
He feels like a UFC fighter.
He's
got a
is.
Tattoo on his forearm, the way he's talking. there's a few. Wait. Which one did you say? Defense?
Hold Hank on. Beth?
Oh, no, not him. Oh, no, him. Yeah, him. He's the one. Yeah. He's the one that feels like a UFC
Hank
fighter.
Hank Seth, not Hank Beth.
It's just, as long as you're friends with Trump, you got a spot, bro.
Well, he was on Fox.
I know.
He was on
Fox.
Well,
he was also, that's the lead for a lot of people, but he was also in the military.
Yeah. He did stints, yeah.
I don't keep up with all this stuff, so I'll read about it now, but I saw a headline that said, host from Fox and Friends is new secretary. I'm like, what? And then I read, I'm like, okay, at least he was in the military, but he's come out like, women out, gays out. None of y'all that are soft are going to be in the military. Like, this is going to be interesting.
Well, he's by the pool with Jennifer Rauchet, and he's not only got he's got tats all over, bro.
Mm-hmm.
He's tatted up our Department of Defense. Yep, he's all tatted up. Dude, he served, man. Here we go.
That's why. I didn't say I let the record reflect. I don't want any heat on my doorstep.
No. I get the
feeling you could get in some trouble. You better watch your mouth.
Turkey's
an ally.
I'm not sure you should even be talking about it.
Turkey is an ally.
Whatever you say and whatever that guy with the tattoo says is fine.
Or he's an ally. It's an ally or will be now.
I don't want to
Now that we got Hegseth, okay?
Yeah, just whatever y'all say.
Whatever you're saying, John, is fine with us.
I do not want it.
Yeah, I just want to watch basketball.
I'm about that life, too. So, Rockets win. They're a pretty good basketball team. Pretty good basketball team. As a matter of fact, did you see Bill Simmons called them? They remind him of the Celtics last year.
What does he mean by that?
Well, the Celtics were the champs. I think that's a positive.
I'm trying, but I don't see many. I know the Rockets, what they
get
do.
Get on board. Your boy's been calling it the whole time. You guys have been haters. Get on board.
But
I see the Celtics too.
Watching them,
the 86 Celtics.
Watching them and the way they play, because the Celtics thrived on shooting threes. That's not what the Rockets do.
We shoot a lot of threes.
We shot 40 last night.
Making threes.
No, you said shooting threes.
Thrive. I said thrive.
They'll eventually
15 to 40 is 37.5%. Thanks. Good night.
Yeah, you're picking out one night. And how many points did they eventually score in that game? No matter
what we do.
How many points did they score? Exactly. The Rockets are not built like the Celtics. They play defense, scrapping, turning the other team over, and even if they don't, forcing bad shots. You know what happened yesterday? Ty Lue got so disgusted by his team shooting poor shots that he benched James. He took out Norman Powell. He ran with like guys who barely played, and that got a little scary for the Rockets. Thank Shingun, like, stopped the run.
James needed one more assist.
But James was out. Norman Powell was out.
Higher than
Batum was out. He ran with like borderline G Leaguers and two way guys.
That's because Van Gundy's on his bench telling him what to do.
And because he was sick and tired of watching his guys shoot take poor shots because the Rockets made them.
But they were making a bunch of them.
Yeah, early. And then as the game wore on, that stuff wore off. Because the Rockets put you in spots where you're uncomfortable. You take shots you normally shouldn't take. A lot of mid-range jumpers for the Clippers. The Rockets are just scrappers, man. They dig deep. They muck it up. And I would appreciate Bill Simmons saying the Rockets are like the Celtics, but they don't win the same way. But they're winning. They've done a great job with this early part of the schedule because they've only left the state of Texas twice. And they've had home games, or they've played the Spurs. That's about to change. But this part of the schedule was something you need to take advantage of, and they've done that so far.
Absolutely. 8-4 now. This is fun. This is a good team. And I just love when Ahmed and Tari are on the floor. It just changes everything. I mean, Fred throws up so many crappy shots. I mean, so many. I mean, falling away threes and stuff. It's just like, wow, what are we doing here? And yet, 34 minutes. I don't know. He is Teflon with Ime. There is something. Got to ask him what is it about Fred VanVleet? Because Amen, it's not like Amen isn't doing everything. It's not like Amen isn't defending the perimeter. He's not. He can defend inside. He's getting steals. He's getting rebounds. Mm-hmm. He's doing everything. His box score is incredible. Bradeau put out there, this is the first, and I love these kind of things. This is the first, the youngest duo in NBA history to record 15 points and 10 rebounds off the bench in the same game. Amen had 18 points, 11 rebounds.
That's an insane statistic. Two guys with 15 and 10 off the bench.
Yeah.
I mean, that is an absolutely insane statistic. I don't know if people, yeah, it's got to be the first time, because when would that ever happen?
No, it's the youngest.
The youngest. It's still insane to be able to get that much. They're both wing players.
Yeah.
They're not even like legit bigs. They're wing players. And they're not playing 35 minutes a game. Well, they're off the bench. Like,
well, they're 6'7", 6'8", 6'9". They're no real – how many bigs play? I mean, Şengün is one, but bigs normally aren't on the floor. And we saw Ime.
Amen is much longer and taller than people think. Well, that's why Amen got 34. I don't think he's going to be a point guard.
Amen got 34 minutes last night too.
Yeah, no, it's.
I mean, that's smart.
It's getting to the point where you just the cream is rising to the top.
Yeah,
The fuss over minutes stuff with Ime, he just has to see what he has and how he's going to play. And you see, it's now shaping. It's shaping into kind of what he wants. But your future is going to look like Reed Shepard. It's going to have Tarian Amen and probably Jalen and probably Şengün, and that's what your starting lineup is going to be, I think, sooner rather than later. Fred will be gone next year. There's no reason to pick him up. He's shooting way too much. He's at this point, Fred VanVleet is just on a regular basis, is just not being a helpful player over four quarters. He's just not.
Nope.
I mean, I don't know what you do. I think you keep playing him, and eventually he plays better, but there's no way they look at extending him to a third year. That would be the dumbest thing in the world.
All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. Whoever wants to get in here, you're more than welcome to do that. But right now, we got to talk a little Craig DeSerf.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about a chance for you to get your hands on a truck. And the two trucks that are most popular are the GMC Sierra pickup truck and the Chevy Silverado. Those are the two that people really, really love. They're the two that are the big pickup trucks. But we start there as a base. But from there, you're able to go so much deeper because you get to decide what trim that you want. What does the interior look like? What kind of additional features, step side, are you going to have? Like, what are the grill? What's that going to look like? There's a lot of different things that you can do to customize that truck and truly make it your own. And, they've got 0% financing with some of the models they have with their red tag sale. If it's got a red tag on it, you can get 0% financing, or you can get specials like this 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 crew cab RST 5.3 liter. It's 1.9% financing for 60 months and $3,750 total cash allowance. And they've also got $1,000 off if you're a current Costco member. That seems random, but just show them your Costco card. You get another $1,000 off. So that's $4,750 off and 1.9% financing for 60 months for that Chevy Silverado pickup truck that looks great, the carrying space. And, of course, with the good people over at Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Angleton, there's never really hassling going on and haggling going on. They just give you their best price up front. They're not trying to play games with you. They just want to make it a fun experience, an easy one, and they want you to enjoy that new car. It's Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Angleton. Head on out and tell them Lance Zierlein sent you by.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Apparently, Dell, on X, the sound is terrible. I don't know how we can do something. If we can do something about that, but I've seen a couple of people complaining about the X sound. Maybe I don't know. Does it go out different to X than anything else? I don't know.
I wouldn't know that. I don't know why.
Well, you're a producer.
Exactly. Not an engineer. I'm a producer. Yeah, a producer. And I don't handle the socials either, so thank you. Thank you for telling people I'm not responsible. Appreciate it.
You should know stuff.
Okay. Well, you should too, considering it's probably your issue, considering where you are and what you're using.
No, I'm using the highest grade, the most modern technology you could possibly have.
Well,
okay.
Maybe if you didn't spend so much time out the studio, we wouldn't have these problems.
Maybe.
Now, it don't feel so good, does it?
I'm all about the show.
Now it doesn't feel so good.
Maybe I get up the earliest of all of us.
Well,
okay?
Living in the lap of luxury in L.A., being a kept man, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that is there's nothing. It is true. I don't think there's any question about that. The Texans, how about this? The headline is Texans sign former Super Bowl champion offensive lineman. How about that? What?
This guy sucks.
What, Lance? Is he not? Did he not win a Super
Bowl? Go ahead. Tell people.
No, it was a few years ago.
Uh-huh. Who did they sign?
Cameron.
We've already had him.
We had him before?
Which Cameron?
Cameron Irving?
Yeah, Cam Irving's been on the squad.
I don't remember having him.
Yes, Cam has been on the squad. Cam Irving has been here. He was here in the preseason.
Well, he knows the system.
Yeah, he should know the system. Because he was on the team for sure preseason, but I think regular season at some point last year as well. Cam Irving's been here. This is not a Super Bowl.
It's a big sign.
Yeah, he was here in the preseason.
When they do something now, all of a sudden you don't give him credit for it.
He was cut in the preseason from us.
That's okay.
Yeah, he's a preseason cut. They don't have any. There is no moves to make. We got to quit looking in the cupboard for something to eat. There's nothing to eat. You can look all you want. What about Nate Davis? He got cut. He breathes. They got rid of him because he's just calling in like, I ain't going to practice. He got benched. They gave him a 3-year deal. He sucks. They benched him. Now he doesn't even want to go to practice. He called in like, I ain't going. And so they said, okay, now you just don't have a job. And they cut him, and now you got people wanting him. He stinks. Anybody that's available sucks, period. It looked much better last game. We're not looking for guards anymore until the offseason. We're done looking for guards. Cam Irvin's just a practice squad guy anyway, basically.
You want him to do something.
I didn't want him to do
anything. And then go out and do it, and then you poop.
You're always projecting all of your stuff on me for some reason. I don't know why you do it. Keep looking for your offensive lineman on the transactions.
Right.
I mean, starters aren't good in the NFL. Just imagine if you don't start, and starters aren't even good in the NFL. I'd say 35% of the starters on the offensive line are bad. 25% are average. 40% are good. Four out of ten.
Up. I'm giving it up for Nick, okay? Going out there and doing something, all right?
Yeah, but I'm also don't – that's fine, Nick. You don't have to do anything because there's nothing to do. So I'm not, you know, I'm not sitting here waiting for your next street free agent. I'm good. I just want to see my quarterback play consistently, and I want to see, you know, I just want to see Nico Collins back. That's what I care about. I don't care about Cam Irving. I care about getting Nico Collins back. That's what what I'm about.
Do we know who John Crumpler is?
Yeah, he's a Texans tweeter.
I think he works on Texans Wire, I think is what it is. Is that part of USA Today? I'm not sure exactly.
So Adam Schefter tweeted out, change in Chicago, Shane Waldron is out as Bears offensive coordinator per sources. John Crumpler said this, Texans passing success rate 41.1%, Bears passing success rate 40%, Texans pressure rate 41.3%, Bears 40.0%, Texans win percentage lost to sacks minus 196%, Bears win percentage lost to sacks 148%, Texans rushing success rate 34.2%, Bears rushing success rate 38.5%. Apparently the Bears are a better offense.
Oh.
And they fired their offensive coordinator.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yes.
I'll keep that
the
in
Bears
mind.
Bears are a better offense than the Texans.
Do we sure we don't feels like what some people would call data dredging? Do we want to go look at the actual numbers instead of this percentage or what is this the win rate? Like, let's go look at points. Let's go look at yardage. Let's go look at it's a little I'm not sure I can. I get that you're trying to make a point that you want to get rid of the coordinator, but I'm not sure that's the argument to make and be taken seriously, that Caleb Williams in the Bears offense is the same or better than the Texans? Is that, are we really sure we want to do that?
Well, I think it's they're not worse. I mean, that the
Yeah, Texans they are. No. The Bears are worse.
Well, let's take a look at yards per game.
Let me take a look real quick at
Caleb. The Bears are third to last.
How's Caleb looking?
The Texans are way up there. Well, the Texans are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. I hate that they don't put the numbers on this. Texans are middle of the pack at 338.
Yeah. Oh, you don't
points
say.
Points per game, the Texans are low, middle of the package. And the Bears are worse. There's no question.
By the way, Bears have had 5 defensive touchdowns this year in special teams, I believe. Or maybe it's 4.
Yeah.
But yeah. But keep telling me that they're the same. Gaslight me into believing they're the same. They're not the same. I watch both the teams a
rushing
lot.
Rushing yards per game. The
now Bears have been better this year.
Yeah, 108. The Bears are at 108. The Texans are 119.
Swift has been good.
Passing yards per game. The Texans are 218, and the Bears are 169.
That's what I'm saying. What are we doing? I watch the games. I don't need. It's an outlandish. It's taking a narrative and regressing, so that you can try to put it together. They're a disaster in Chicago. We're not a disaster. We got to execute better. Make some field goals. That's a win last game if you make that field goal. And our conversations are different.
Pass.
Yeah, but that's in the third quarter. I mean, wasn't it the third quarter?
Still,
yeah, but
it still was a
yeah
big
that
step.
That hurt. That hurt. But even though with that mistake, you make a field goal and you win. You know, and that's on Slowick too. You get closer, the chances of making a field goal go up. John Weeks has got to make his snap. I mean, he's got to make a better snap than that.
You just proved his point. It's on Slowick.
You just said it.
Yeah.
You just said it. That's on
everything
Slowick.
I said was right, and it was about – it's not – I mean, Slowick can take whatever heat he wants to, but the offense, you can't tell me that they're the same as Chicago. My God, watch Chicago. It's terrible. They just scored 3 against the Patriots. They just scored 3 at home against the Patriots. Please don't tell me. And he got fired. Please don't tell me that they're the same or better because you drudge up some statistics that you think sound the same percentages. They're not. Watch the games. Texans can move the ball from, well, we used to say from the 20 to the 20. Now they like to really just pack it in at about the 40 and just kind of play for the 40 or the 50-yard field goal. But the Texans, and Caleb's a rookie, but he also has a ton of stuff around him. Like, Caleb's got a wealth of riches. He sucks right now. He's hanging on the ball forever. He's doing all the hero ball stuff. I talked to a guy from an NFL team yesterday. We were talking about Caleb. We were talking about quarterbacks, and he was making a point for Milroe. And so, like, it's a separate conversation about the draft and quarterbacks. And he said, you look at Caleb Williams. He said, Caleb Williams is hanging on the ball forever. Forever. Yeah. He said it's the same crap he was doing at USC. And that kind of stuff hero ball doesn't just go away. And his whole point was if he just stayed on schedule and took profits and moved down the field, Caleb would be fine. But he said he's got to try to be a hero on every single play, and he's got good receivers. And he still doesn't he just refuses to go to the first read.
Yeah. Somebody was saying that, look at Caleb playing hero ball. And there's somebody in college that's doing a lot of the same thing. I don't think it was Cam Ward. It was somebody else that he was.
Well, Cam does some.
Well,
I mean, he has to, but it's not really. Well, Shador does hang on to the ball.
I think it was Shador.
Wow. Yeah, against Texas Tech, it was like, what are you doing, Shador? Get rid of the ball.
Yeah.
It was weird because I watched the first half. I watched the first quarter and a half. I went to, and he stunk and looked like Texas Tech was going to stomp them out. I went to the grocery store at halftime, Colorado's winning. And then I come back home after going to the grocery store, and Colorado's just got a stronghold on the game. Like, I didn't even get to see Shador and Colorado even play well. Everything was just through updates on my phone. I didn't get to see it because he looked terrible. The Colorado looked terrible the first quarter and a half, but I get there's going to be these think pieces to try to disqualify Bobby Slowick. This is going to be your biggest waste of time. These articles that you're going to write are going to be your biggest waste of time because the Texans are not going to view him that way. They're not going to take the guy who CJ really likes and who was part of him being offensive rookie of the year. They're going to get Nico Collins back. The offense is going to be better.
Yeah.
There's going to be more touchdowns scored and fewer field goals. And then the outroar will the uproar will slow down, but there will always be that bubbling. Because once a coordinator gets in the fans' sights, he never gets out. Like, Sloak's never going to get out. Short of a, it will always bubble back up. A bad game, any bad game, is going to it's going to come back up. So he basically needs to win as much as he can, and then he's going to have to go, because it's going to be he is in the crosshairs right now, and sometimes deservedly, for sure. And then there are other times where he's just going to be the catch-all. If you don't want to say something bad about CJ, like if you're like, I got to protect my quarterback, like, I don't know what you're protecting him from, I guess other people on Twitter, but or a message board or something, or on subreddits, but you know, instead of just saying, man, Reddick and, I mean, instead of saying Sloak and CJ, they got to be better. And the offensive line's got to be better. All that's true.
Yeah.
All that can be true. Like, go ahead and expand your net of criticism, because it's all going to be true. But the idea that you think you're going to get Bobby Sloak fired because you compare him to the Bears, ain't nobody believing that, because we see it. We see the issues. The issues have been protection-based first and foremost to start with.
We've got to clean it up. All right, we got a break, and we got to get moving along. Let's, if you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is the number. Right now I'm talking about Robin over at Houston Powder Coaters. As a matter of fact, I think she's going to be in studio with us. We're going to cut some more spots early next week. I'm going to be back, and we will talk to Robin, and Robin is going to explain to us what she does. And what Robin does is that she makes all of your stuff look much better, okay? That's what the great team over at Houston Powder Coaters does. You're looking for a great way to save that metal, whatever metal it is, and it could be like an old refrigerator. It could be an old beer sign. It could be whatever it is that's metal that you want to keep, that you want to make look new again, that you want, if it's rusting and you feel like it's going to fall apart. Well, Robin will tell you whether or not you can save it or whether or not you need to get something new. Well, there's some stuff that you just can't get new. So you want to save some of that old stuff for old time's sake? Well, Robin can do that. She'll pick it up and deliver it absolutely free. And if you're listening, she'll pretty much go everywhere in the area. Houston Powder Coaters, the biggest and the best. The Google reviews are fantastic. They just do a great job every time. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. That's HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it here.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Jason, you are a bad person. Did you guys see this one? The Matthew Perry?
What do you mean see it? What do you mean see it?
It's on Twitter. That's on
No,
X.
What is it?
Congratulations on 1 year anniversary of staying clean and sober. And it's a picture of Matthew Perry.
No, that's not good.
That's you're a bad, bad person.
That's not good.
That is ugly. I mean, he was beloved by people, and here's you just being a jerk, Jason. 713-780-3776 is the number on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. More than welcome to get in here to talk to us. You are... Somebody just said, hey, thanks for the recommendation of disclaimer, episodes 3 and 4.
I mean, show's a good show.
It is
a good
show.
It's a good story. It's based on a book. I bought the audiobook so my wife could read, listen, because she refuses to watch anything I tell her to watch. She just wants to keep watching it, but she just thinks she's better than everybody by reading books. So I got her an audiobook to also, like, if you're listening to an audiobook, you're not better than anybody. So... don't think you're better than us TV watchers if you listen to audiobooks. You're not better than us. Well, and you know what? Frankly, you book readers aren't better than us, too. I read the book. Don't care. I watched the show. I was done faster. I could
well,
eat.
Well, the books are better sometimes.
I could eat sandwiches with it. I could watch and eat a sandwich. It's harder to eat a sandwich
and
turn pages.
And eat a sandwich.
Yeah, but then you got to, like, sometimes, like, you can't have Doritos.
Do you guys think I got a buddy that's going up to Dallas to watch the Tyson-Jake Paul fight. You think it's going to be good?
I'm interested. I'll say that. I am. Wife and I are having the Hall of Fame Award dinner. She said, we got to have a congratulatory dinner, so we're going to go down to Hidden Omakase today and do it up big. And then so I got Thursday taken care of. Then Friday is going to be Paul Tyson. I've roped it off, and then Saturday got something else going on. But I don't know what to think. Like, nobody in their 50s. Mike Tyson, when he was in his fighting age, went out on his stool against way lesser boxing, like bad boxing opponents. And now we just think he's going to come back because in our heart we love Mike Tyson. We see it. It looks good. Like, it looks good on social media. But, like, can this version of Mike Tyson be better than the one from 20 years ago? I mean, is that remotely possible that Mike Tyson, you know, 18 years ago or whatever, is not as good as Mike Tyson now? That doesn't seem like that's physically not possible, right? Well, tell me,
no.
Do you have anything ever that you've seen where somebody was better 15 years later when they're in their later
50s? Why does he have to be better? He might be good enough to beat Jake Paul now.
Well, no, that's what I'm hoping for. I really hoping that Jake Paul carried out on a stretcher. I'm just going
to
be honest
to
with you. And Jake Paul's making an amazing amount of money for fighters too. Like, Jake Paul's actually helping a lot of the fight game. Jake Paul's proven that it's really not about any of us doing media stuff. It's really not financially. It's about guys like Aiden Ross. It's about guys like Jake Paul, the streamers, Kai Cenat, Ice Show Speed, and then who's Drewski. Those are like the big. Those are like the big five. They make so much money, it's crazy. And they're just regular, average, everyday people. And Jake Paul he's the first to take his celebrity and turn it into major money. And then he's also included some different fighters along the way who have made money. And he's fought Dana White to say, like, he's tried to say, all right, Dana, why don't you start paying your fighters more? Why don't you get them better health care? Why don't you do things like that? But I'm still hoping Mike Tyson absolutely annihilates him. It'll be sad if Mike Tyson goes out on his shield like a Roy Jones Jr., who was one of the all-time greats when he was in his prime, and just a sad spectacle now, just trying to make money fighting people. It's horrible. I think there is, I don't know, I mean, yeah, Mike, I guarantee Mike Tyson can generate power with a punch. I think there's a chance he could. Is it three-minute rounds? Do you know what the rounds are going to be like?
No, they were going to go 1 or 2 minutes, but they changed it back to, I think they're 3 minutes. I think they're 3 minute rounds.
You sure it's not two? Here's the rules. Let's see. They're both going to have 14 ounce gloves. Those are pretty big gloves. They're going to have 14 ounce gloves, which actually makes sense for his age and in his level of expertise, which is more limited. It is a sanctioned fight. Let's see. I don't know. I don't see the other. I can't see the other rules on this one. We'll see how many rounds it goes. I'll dig around. I'm sure I'll be able to find the amount of minutes per round and how long the round lasts. The standard round is, you know, the standard fight would be 10 rounds and 3 minutes a round. I mean, you could say this isn't a championship level fight. My guess is if I had to just guess, it'd be 5 rounds. At 3 minutes or maybe 2 minutes per. I don't know that they'll go full three, John. They may go less. I'll check and see. I'm hoping that Mike Tyson, I'm hoping Mike doesn't get embarrassed. But, I mean, everything you see on, I know what everyone's saying. You're going to see social media just like we are, and you're going to say, Mike Tyson's going to murder that guy. That's what it looks like. Mike Tyson's going to murder Jake Paul. But Jake Paul punches hard, hard, hard. I mean, he really does. He's got legitimate punching power. When you watch him knock out Tyron Woodley, it was like, holy crap. It was a shot. And then, I don't know. I'm hoping Tyson wins this for the old guys and shuts up the loud streamer. I think that'd be good. It would really raise Mike Tyson's. Like, Mike Tyson's had the most interesting career arc probably in the history of sports. I don't know that there's been anybody with a more interesting background. I mean, this guy was a champ at age...
8 2-minute rounds.
8 2-minute rounds, okay. All right, yeah, that makes some sense. That's not bad.
Yeah, Apparently Tyson's been fighting 8 rounds every day. He's been going yeah.
Two gives him a much better chance. I would say that the over under for this should be, I think, 3.5 rounds.
You think Paul wins it in 3.5?
Well, I'm just saying the over under. I'm not sure the fight. I know everyone's going to think the fight goes longer, but I think somebody's going to get damaged early on, and I think my over under would be 3.5.
They were going to wear headgear, and at first they were going to go 1-minute rounds, and it was just going to be an exhibition, and then they said, nope, let's go. I think Vegas wouldn't sanction him. Texas did. So that's why it's in Dallas. But a 58-year-old, you got a lawsuit waiting to happen.
We're kind of up and down with our laws or with what we'll let go on in the state.
Yeah.
Some things no good, some things are good. We'll take some chances here. Okay, here are the odds. Here are the odds. Who do you think is the favorite, John?
Jake Paul.
What do you think the number is?
I think he's probably 240.
Jake Paul minus, that's good. Jake Paul minus 215. Mike Tyson's plus 176. So what that means is $100. You'd have to spend $215 on the minus to win 100. And if you want Mike Tyson, you spend 100 to win 176. I would take Tyson plus 176. Whoever the dog would be, I'd probably take the dog in this fight. So I'd take Tyson there.
Yeah, I don't want to lay that kind of – I don't want to lay over 2-1 on Jake Paul. But
no.
And Mike looks good. You know, I just put something on it just to put it on
Mike.
Yeah,
just so you can cheer
Mike.
Harder. Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
That's probably just what it is.
It probably should be worse than that.
He is a 57-year-old man.
58.
A 58, fighting a guy who's in his, what, early 30s?
Yeah. So
who's going to have tremendous punching power, I think. Yeah, I don't know what to think of this because we've built up this legend of Mike Tyson. Frankly, Mike Tyson was never as good as he was from 86 to really 85 to 88 was when Mike was at his very, very best. He was not – when he beat Michael Spinks, that wasn't even the best Tyson. People who watch Tyson coming up like I did know that wasn't even best Mike Tyson. That's when Mike Tyson was already starting to get lazy, was not working as hard, and Michael Spinks was literally terrified. And then Tyson cruised. Tyson between 85 and 88 was literally one of the greatest killers in the history of boxing. It was unbelievable. Head movement, foot quickness, punching power, jab. He could jab his way in. He could work the body. Like, there was really nothing Mike Tyson couldn't do. And then he just got lazy. And then he went to prison for rape. Then he was off Broadway doing a one-man show on Broadway. Then he did a movie. Then he did, like, this is Mike Tyson's life. Mike Tyson. Oh, you mean Mike Tyson who was on national television getting embarrassed by Robin? What was Robin's last name? She was smoked.
Robin Givens.
Robin Givens. God, she was smoked. Mike Tyson literally had his money snaked away from him from Don King. Robin Givens embarrassed him on national television. Mike probably wasn't real nice to women also. Mike has had the craziest television interviews you've ever seen. It's like whole compilations on YouTube you can watch. Then Mike Tyson put a tattoo on his face. Then he did a one-man show on Broadway. Like I say, he went to prison. Like, no one's done more than Mike Tyson. No one. And what brought him back to public consciousness was literally doing Hangover. That literally, it turned him into, oh, Mike Tyson's kind of lovable.
Well, yeah, with the guy with the tat on his face. Yeah, kind of lovable. We got a break. We got to talk about, how about this? I just got from Sean. First of all, there's a new Game Day Men's Health. Angelina has opened in Pearland. It opened this week. How about this? Mentee Clinic. They're doing some great stuff for you, everybody. They're going to give you your initial consultation is going to be $25, a break for you in Movember so that you can be healthy. Game Day Men's Health is free every day. Every day. It doesn't have to be Movember. It doesn't have to. And, oh, by the way, they've got the lab in right there in every single Game Day Men's Health. They've got a lab. So you get your results right away as opposed to waiting a week to find out what's going on with your body. And it's free every time. What is wrong with you, Men's Tee? You're doing us such a favor. Great. Thank you for that. Free at Game Day Men's Health. Look, Game Day Men's Health is opening up all over the city. Game Day Men's Health was worth it for me to go there because I'm on the go. I'm here and there. I couldn't be consistent. Now I'm consistent because I'm doing it myself. I'm giving myself the shot today, as a matter of fact. Thursday's my day. You're looking for the best way to get your peptides, okay, to feel better. You're looking for the best way to get your testosterone. You're looking for the best way to solve your ED. They do that as well. All at one spot, Game Day Men's Health. Get there. Go to GameDayMen'sHealth.com. Find the location nearest you. Open it up all over the city, Game Day Men's Health.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, more than welcome to do that. So I saw a piece about the Cowboys and Texans game. And it was interesting. They were talking about different people that could the Cowboys could hurt the Texans. Rico Dowdle was one of them. DeMario Overshown was one of them. Guys who are in the background that could have an effect on this football game. Guys who are not, you know, have not been in the forefront. By the way, Micah Parsons is back for this football game, so that's interesting. That'll be different. Although the Cowboys have sucked with and without Micah Parsons.
And he rushes off the same side, if I remember correctly, so he's going to be locked up on Laramie the whole game.
But that'll be, well, I mean, Laramie.
He's going to win some.
He had his issues last game.
Yeah, he's going to win some, but he's not going to dominate Laramie Tunsil.
No. But who on the Texans? Not a household name. I mean, Mechie stepped up last week. Mechie had his first touchdown of his career. That was nice. I don't know with Nico if Nico does come back. I guess we just keep assuming Nico's coming back. ALB was we assumed he was going to be back last week. Now I'm just assuming again that he's going to be back again this week. I don't know that that's the smartest way to go about it, but that's what I'm hoping anyway. If Nico doesn't go, Henderson or Mechie got to step up. They got to step up.
Well, Nico doesn't have any choice. He's got to play.
Nico has a choice. His hamstring tells him what to do. Not you.
No, he's fine. Let's go.
That's what you say. That's what you think.
Yeah.
Just let's go.
Really, he doesn't have a choice anymore. We got to have this. We cannot lose the Cowboys. We can't. No. Just can't lose the Cowboys. It just can't happen. I mean, they are in. And I don't know what they're doing, Dell. Dell's looking at this. I think they're throwing dice. We're looking at a TV show. There's a bunch of money on the ground, like a bunch of guys throwing dice. But it involves Harry Douglas and McCourty and Schefter and Dan Orlovsky. So he's like, you know, usually they're throwing pancakes and doing. See, John and I and Dell, we don't do corny stuff like throw pancakes on people or do little dances. I mean, I'll dab occasionally, but that's when I get off a really good line. You know, and you only know it if you're watching on the stream. You'll see me do this. And I don't even do full dabs. A lot of times I just do this. I just do little hand gesture dabs. You know, but we just keep it really.
Just a little head.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just do this. It's that's just, all. Yeah, and that's because we're professional. We don't have to do this foolishness. Now,
well,
on side,
if they're throwing dice, I respect that more than
I respect throwing dice. But get down on
do.
Yeah, get down on the ground and throw dice.
Yeah,
don't just halfway at throw dice. If you got money on the ground, get on there and throw dice.
They're rolling bones is way better than that little dance thing they do.
Yeah, I respect the dice game.
But Dell loves that. Dell loves.
He loves any
what do
kind
I
of
love?
Dancing.
When they're dancing. When Harry Douglas
all
is
up in the
up
cameras,
there.
Dancing on your videos.
He's just Dell up there dancing, getting Mike Greenberg and Dan Graziano to do it. Man, why don't you just sit? Don't you sit down at the desk and talk football? You don't see Dominic Fosler's doing that.
He tries not to because he's. I never see Dominic Fosler dance.
do his little dances and stuff
I'm
like
sure
that.
He's
he probably like has.
Have everyone you ever seen it?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I'll just Google it, but pretty much everyone at ESPN has to do dances at some point and stuff like that. Pretty much.
Did you happen to see Caitlin Clark's tee shot?
I heard it was good. I read it was good.
Apparently, she had more fans watching her golf than the tour has used the LPGA usually has ever.
Yeah.
And she hit one, and it went right into the crowd. She hit one left.
It's Tiger Woods. She's Tiger Woods.
Her quote was, "Golf is hard."
Yeah,
golf
it is,
hard. Thank you. Thank you, Caitlin Clark, for your service, okay, to America.
She's Tiger Woods in terms of the attention she gets. It's unbelievable.
Really does. She really
I mean,
is.
It's really – Tiger was something I'd never seen. I mean, Jordan came after Bird and Magic. So it wasn't even like that with Jordan until later in his career. It's more like Michael Jackson. It's more like Tyson. It was like Mike Tyson, Michael Jackson, Tiger Woods, and Caitlin Clark. They had, like, this unique juice that nobody else had. It's in their sport. It's just kind of crazy. Did you see that Cam Ward gifted his offensive lineman with personalized chains that he spent $2.1 million on? I am really curious how much money Cam Ward is making on NIL. I never see him. I think somebody's just paying him, and that's that. When do you see Cam Ward on a commercial?
2.1?
Uh-huh. His entire offensive line, personalized chains. He spent a total of $2.1 million. Now, that's according to Rap House. But they show the video. You can see the video of it.
That doesn't mean that's the price.
With their numbers. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's what Cam said he did. But it's like, and it's not the starting five. It was all the offensive linemen on the, like, all of them on the roster.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
Spending 2.1 on, I mean, do you get to write that off?
As what? Gifts? The other guy, if you write it off, the other guys have to claim it. He ain't writing it off. If you write it off, then you got to hit them you got to W-9 them, and they've got to come up with that. They got to come up with taxes on it. You can't claim it unless you want the other side to, they got to claim it too. Now, if I'm Cam, I'm saying, hey, I gave y'all, hey, I don't care. I'm writing this off. What are you writing it off as? Is a business expense?
The rumor was it was his deal was $7 million.
And I'm going to give you – oh, really? I'm going to give you the dirty little secret, too. Trump changed tax codes that are much harder for those kind of write-offs. I can't even write my – the guy who does my contracts, he literally – I have to pay him, the NFL contracts, I have to pay him. For some reason, Trump took that away where I can't write that off. That's literally an expense. My money, I lose that amount of money. I should be able to write that off. And for some reason, I can't write that off. And you can't write off certain entertainment stuff anymore either. So I'm not sure he can write this off, to be honest with you, as a business expense.
Well, probably.
You can't write off tickets
expense.
To.
It's a gift.
You can't write off tickets anymore to football game, like to games. You can't write those tickets off when you give them as a business gift. No more.
Well, that's why America's great again. you people trying to.
I got a higher tax bill. You're welcome.
Circumvent the system. That's what you're trying to do.
You're all welcome. Right. My tax bill's higher. Congratulations.
And that's why America's great again.
Yes, yeah, so Cam Ward with and you'll see the video if you look around for it, John. Cam, shout out to taking care of the big man. You got to love it.
Taking care of everybody. Yeah. All right, we got – it's 8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock. Yeah, it's 8 o'clock right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got to get – we need a contestant for Beat the Warehouse Live guy tomorrow. You play, and if you beat him, you each pick five games, and if you beat him, you're going to go to a game with four tickets and the limo ride there and back. How about that? So we will play that tomorrow morning at 9:30. Who wants to play? It'll be caller number five at 8:05. 8:05, caller number five is going to play Beat the Warehouse Live guy tomorrow right here. Now make sure that you're available tomorrow at 9:30 so that you can play. Make sure that you are available. So... That's what we need you to do. All right, let's go. Let's get out here and let's get going. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You are more than welcome. Dell, I, for some reason, can't get back to – oh, here it is. And right now I'm talking about Doc Linville. Doc Linville is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about hair. I'm talking about face. I'm talking about your eyelids if they're drooping over your eyes. Okay, what? It happens. Okay, when you get older, too much hair. How about your jowls? All right, too much skin. Doc Linville can help you take care of that. And it's not like you're not going to look like one of those women that just do so much facial work. It's not even no one can even see that you got anything done. Okay, your hair. How about getting the PRP? If you're starting to all of a sudden lose your hair, you lose your bald spot is growing, or your receding hairline, do it now. Don't wait until it's too late and there's so much work to be done that you can't do it. Do it now. Get the PRP or the neo-grafting and get it now. Do not wait any longer. Do it now, and in 5, 6, 7 months, it's going to look great. Okay, it'll grow in. It's your hair. It's not anyone else. It's not fake. It's your hair. So you're looking for the best way to get that hair on your head or that skin off your face. 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.